Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, October 16th, 2017. Car bomb attack in Mogadishu, nearly 300 people dead, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a saint of the Sacred Heart. Iran's foreign minister warns the United States, and an oil rig explosion in Louisiana's Lake Pontchartrain left several injured. Sky News is reporting that in Mogadishu, Somalia, at least 276 people have been killed and another approximately 300 have been injured in the deadliest attack the nation has ever experienced. In the first part of the attack, a truck bomb exploded on Saturday at a busy intersection with a hotel, government offices, and restaurants. Buildings were destroyed and cars caught fire. In the second wave of the attack, a second explosion rocked Mogadishu's Medina district. Many of those injured are said to be burnt beyond recognition. Dr. Mohammed Yusuf, Medina Hospital Director, said, quote, "The hospital is overwhelmed by both dead and wounded." President Mohammed Abdullahi Farmajo declared 3 days of national mourning and has issued a call for blood donations. It is believed that the attack was perpetrated by Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. "It is attachment to creatures and to self-satisfaction that weakens the blessings of love in your heart. You must die to all of that if you wish the pure love of God to reign therein." Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 1647 in the Burgundy region of France, Margaret Mary was a child given more to silence and religious devotion than to typical childhood amusements. When bedbound as a youth from rheumatic fever for 4 years, she made a vow to the Blessed Virgin Mary that she would consecrate herself to the religious life and was healed immediately. Years later, assuming her childhood vow did not count, she entered into society, presumably looking for a suitable husband. Returning home from a ball one night, she was given a vision of Christ, bloody and scourged, reproaching her for forgetting her vow, yet reassuring her of his love for her. She entered the Visitation Convent at Paray-le-Monial at the age of 24. She received private revelations of the Sacred Heart between 1673 and 1675. Our Lord asked of her to spread the Sacred Heart devotion, complete with reception of Holy Communion on the first Friday of each month, Thursday evening Eucharistic Adoration, and the celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart. St. Margaret Mary died in 1690, and her body remains incorrupt in the Chapel of Apparitions at the Visitation Monastery. St. Margaret Mary, pray for us. This weekend on CBS's Face the Nation, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif had words of warning for the United States regarding its threats to withdraw from the nuclear accord.
You know, the United States is a permanent member of the Security Council, and if it's not going to uphold a resolution that not only it voted for, but it sponsored, then the credibility of the institution that the United States considers to be very important would be at stake. You see, this administration is withdrawing from everything. Somebody called it withdrawal doctrine. So people cannot trust anymore the word of the United States. If one party withdraws from the deal, particularly the United States, and starts, in fact, violating the most important elements of the deal, then Iran will decide. The way President Trump is handling it, it's widening the mistrust, not only between Iran and the United States, but between the global community and the United States, where the U.S. is no longer not just unpredictable, but unreliable.
The Times-Picayune is reporting that an oil rig exploded last night in Louisiana's Lake Pontchartrain near St. Charles Parish and North Kenner. Kenner Police Department spokesman Sergeant Brian McGregor said that at least 6 people were injured in the explosion and many of the injuries were serious. During a brief press conference on the situation, Kenner Chief Operating Officer Keith Conley said that authorities were searching for another individual who was known to have been on the rig at the time of the explosion. One local described the explosion as, quote, a sonic boom, and another said it, quote, shook me out of my couch. In this Celestial Musings, last week I took my daughter to get her driver's license, our first licensed child. And we were faced with that little box to tick asking whether she wants to be an organ donor or not. As her mother, I encouraged her to do her research before ticking that little box, and she told me she already had. Yesterday evening, I came across an article from the BBC which explained that the organ donation system in England is moving from an opt-in system like we have here to an opt-out system. This means that unless you specifically ask not to be an organ donor, you are automatically presumed to have given your consent for organ donation. They are hoping this will increase the numbers of organs available for people on organ waiting lists. I understand the sentiment behind this change, but really, I think it is a bad idea to presume consent for organ donation. Furthermore, just as with any medical procedure one goes through, one should have to sign an informed consent document, which lists the dangers of organ donation, most especially the inexact science of declaring brain death, and that in the event that you are wrongfully declared brain dead, you will have your organs cut from you without anesthesia. Have we not heard enough stories of people who were declared beyond hope with brain damage and then came back? Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.